And let's just start. Why don't you state your name and your title?
My name is John Dugan, and I'm the Missouri State Archivist.
Now, we'll get into National History Day in a minute, but why don't you just start out by explaining a little bit about what the State Archivist does?
Sure. Be glad to. The State Archivist supervises the Missouri State Archives, and the focus of the Missouri State Archives is to help people conduct historic research for the records of the Missouri. We help a lot with genealogy, local history research, and those kind of things. We're part of Secretary of State Jason Kander's office.
All right. And now National History Day is coming up. Will you talk to me a little bit about what your office is doing to participate?
Sure. The Missouri State Archives is the host institution for the Central Missouri Region Regional Competition for National History Day. And so we've done that for literally for decades. It's a great opportunity for students to compete in five areas, showing what they've learned with their historical research on a specific theme.
All right, very cool. And I guess, what kinds of participation have you had in the past?
Okay, well, the students normally, they participate in five areas, and they're kind of fun things that they can do. They participate in exhibits, in papers, documentaries, websites, and they can even do a dramatic performance.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
They do a wonderful job every year.
You're accepting submissions now, correct?
That's correct. With the location of your radio station, there are actually three regions that they could possibly participate in, depending on what county that they're from. But the Central Missouri region, the competition is in Columbia, and there are also regional competitions in Kirksville and in Kansas City.
All right. Now, a student who is looking to participate in this, what would their first step be?
The Missouri History Day is open to any students in the state. Both public and private schools and also homeschoolers oftentimes participate as well. They would want to go out online and learn more about our program. They can go to the Missouri Digital Heritage website or to the Secretary of State's website and look at some of the resources that we have out on those websites. They also would want to talk to their teacher and see how to participate through their school as well. Almost all of the teachers in the state at least are aware of this program, and they oftentimes will facilitate this.
All right, awesome. And is it kind of is it like a tiered thing to get to these regional levels? You mentioned Kirksville, Kansas City, Columbia. Do they have to, like, be the best in their school or anything like that?
It depends on the region, but most of the time the best students from the schools do go on and compete in the regional competition. Sometimes the students just go directly to the regional competition. But if they place in the top positions at the regional competitions, then they go on and compete at the University of Missouri in Columbia at the state competition. And then our region has been very fortunate in having a number of students then go and move on and compete at the national competition, which is in College Park, Maryland, each summer.
Awesome. And now you've been involved with this in the past. Can you give me some examples of some really outstanding submissions that you've seen?
Oh, yes, I could probably give you several. Let me think of a couple that may relate to this year's theme as well. This year's theme is rights and responsibilities in history, and a good Missouri topic that I've seen in the past that would work well with this is the Kirk Flood story, where the student looked at free agency in the minor league and in Major League Baseball, and Kirk Flood was kind of the person that made that happen, but that really was a civil rights case. Another student last year did a paper on draft rights during the Civil War, but really what the focus could be this year would be looking at enlistment during the Civil War versus draft resistance, and they could do that probably with other wars too. There's probably no topic that's related to history, though, that wouldn't fit this theme, because if you think about history, most things are either related to rights or responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never really thought about that, but yes.
yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, I guess, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about on this subject?
One thing that I want to make sure is that if anyone has any questions, please contact the Missouri State Archives. And our phone number is 573-751-4303.